Welcome. This is another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at allbook-books.com. So this is part two of It Was the Best of Times. It Was the Not So Bad of Times, again prompted by articles about book censorship and rewrites. Now, this is an author I had never heard of. I don't follow the genre much, but R.L. Stine and his best-selling Goosebumps, which is the second most popular children's book series after Harry Potter, first published in the 1990s. More than 300 million copies have been sold worldwide. Perennial favorite at school book fairs held by their publisher, Scholastic. So, I think there's all this concern about how people will react and children's mental health is the reason given. They don't want anything that would upset the children, but I think it's about the money. And some other, you know, maybe some woke, all the woke stuff. Like in the past bunch of years, various comedians have said that they can no longer perform at colleges and universities because the material is not politically correct. So there's this whole pablum, language pablum thing going on that, from comedy to literature to wherever, it all seems part of the same deal of not offending people and just keeping things blah. The series was re-released in ebook form in 2018, albeit with more than 100 edits to Stine's original texts. And he never changed a word. This guy's alive, too. Characters once described as, quote, plump, are now called, quote, cheerful. Quote, crazy has been changed to, quote, silly. And references to slaves and black face paint, neither in a racial context, have been removed altogether. When was plump a negative? When is crazy? I mean, crazy is even good. That shit was crazy, man. We had the best time. It was crazy. I mean, they're getting into the whole thing about words. And then the other thing, they want to keep the language current and avoid imagery that could negatively impact a young person's view of themselves today, with a particular focus on mental health. So when did these people become so concerned with children's mental health? I just don't believe that. And if you're going to have keep the language current, then you're going to have no Shakespeare. No Shakespeare in high school. And when are these people so concerned about children's health? But meanwhile, whoever they is, want to vaccinate little kids, and have already been vaccinating little kids when it had been reported that the risk of COVID for little kids was like 0.001 for serious adverse effects. And then also, you have kids 6 years old signing up for gender affirmation surgery and all kinds of stuff like that, but they can't be disturbed by the word plump? I mean, this just does not make any sense at all, except to say that it's for the bucks and it's for some kind of woke pablum. R.L. Stine, I have never changed a word in a Goosebumps book. Any changes were never shown to me, and that's another ridiculous thing there. Scholastic told the Times this week that it made the changes to keep the language current and avoid imagery that could negatively impact a young children's view of themselves, with a particular focus on mental health. So this is Scholastic. Again, they're huge. There's a huge business, huge books. The Roald Dahl Story Company gave a similar explanation last month when it signed off on hundreds of changes to the legendary children author's works. The company said it's not unusual to review the language when republishing old series, and describes the changes, which saw the words fat and black alongside descriptions of characters as ugly, removed as small and carefully considered. The changes caused uproar, however, with British Prime Minister, blah, blah, blah. Has to do with free speech. So again, it's like, is this literary police? Like, who is in charge of that? Obviously, these big corporations are trying to go for that. And then the other article follow-up has to do with the literary tales of James Bond, Agent 007, are being reworked to better accommodate the sensitivities of modern audiences. The sensitivities. Oh. Isn't that... Is it like, if you've ever been to the theater, like, the classic theater is tragedies and comedies. Like, no more tragedies. No more tragedies then, because that's too sensitive. I mean, that's the kind of theater I love, is like Tennessee Williams and Arthur Miller and stuff that it grabs you by the whatever and shakes you. It shows you people's, you know, intense, wacky, emotional overreactions to so you learn from them. So you realize. I mean, I watched Streetcar Named Desire a bunch of times, and you wouldn't believe how many women I've met who I would say, there's Blanche DuBois. There's Blanche DuBois. So that's educational. If that was not allowed because it's too insensitive, then I could have personally had the wool pulled over my eyes with women who were full of beans. That's what I think. And I'm just talking platonically. According to the Telegraph, all of Fleming's novels are set to be reissued in April to celebrate the anniversary. See, it's all about sales. However, the new versions of the text will feature a number of editorial changes. All of the books will reportedly be accompanied by a disclaimer that reads, "This book was written at a time when terms and attitudes which might be considered offensive by modern readers were commonplace." Now that's halfway, that's okay. Like a disclaimer, that's what I said last show, was like a footnote. Or a disclaimer, I mean, if you're going to have anti-Semitic, racist language, okay, you can put a footnote. That doesn't bother me. The note goes on to say that a number of updates have been made in this edition while keeping as close as possible to the original text and the period in which it was set. Now, that is just bias right there. The period in which it is set. Who determines that? Whose vantage point determines the bias? Mainly has to do with depictions of black people. So that's when you're getting into this Black Lives Matter kind of thing, which, hey, I'm all for that. All life matters, all life spiritual matters. But this is just a kowtowing. Can I say that? That's some kind of Chinese phrase, maybe. I don't know. You have to really have to look up words to know what you're talking about. That's why I get into etymology, because really, we really do not know. People are going around, they really have, literally, people have no idea what they're saying, for the most part. Now, here's my favorite here. In one example, noted by the Telegraph, the sensitivity reader-approved version of the Ian Fleming James Bond Live and Let Die has altered Bond's assessment of African criminals in the gold and diamond trades. Originally, he stated that they were pretty law-abiding chaps, I should have thought, except when they're drunk too much. Now, the sentence reads, pretty law-abiding chaps, I should have thought. So that's offensive? That they were... when they drank too much? And then, Bond could hear the audience panting and grunting like pigs at the trough when describing a nightclub in Harlem. Has been changed to, Bond could sense the electric tension in the room. But that's just absurd. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're black or Jewish or native or Chinese or Irish. If you're at a nightclub and you're drinking like crazy, pigs at a trough. I mean, and then, as I put in my writings lots of times, no offense to pigs. All these phrases we have, like, oh, he's got a bird brain, or pigs at the trough, or blah, blah, blah. They're like, what? No, that's offensive. Like the gorilla in the room, that's offensive to a gorilla. A gorilla wants to be outside. So gorilla in the room, that's offensive to gorillas. Fleming's novels were mostly written during the 50s and 60s and featured references to black people as Negroes. The word has been almost entirely expunged from the revealed texts. The news comes after publisher Penguin Random House attempted to remove offensive language from the works of Roald Dahl, author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, and other books. The decision was met with public outrage last week, and the publisher announced they would release both the original versions as well as the updated. related to the weight, appearance, race, or gender of characters. So there's the trigger points. That's why plump is no longer kosher. Can I say that? Kosher? I'm Jewish. I can say that's kosher, even though it doesn't have to do with food. But actually, plump does have to do with food. If you've eaten too much food, no offense, you could become plump, no offense. And is that kosher? No offense to Hasidic rabbis for using that word. So weight, appearance, race, or genders. Here's the kicker. No mention of the title of the Ian Fleming book, which projects an attitude of arrogance. Who cares about other people? It's all about me. But they're not going to change the title of the book, are they? I never liked that title. I never liked the song, the theme song that came with it. I thought, actually, that was way back, whatever that was, in the 1970s or 80s. I thought, that's awful. Even Paul McCartney, I think, did a song that did the theme song for that. What is it? Live and Let Die. That's a negative attitude. That is a, honestly, in my opinion, that is a disrespectful of the sacredness of life. Every moment, every breath, every day. Live and let live. So the gist is that it has to do with this woke culture. But what's behind the woke culture? Behind the woke culture is dollars and, I would say, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. It's why are they so concerned about the mental health? Like, you'd think they'd want to encourage mental health problems so they can make more money with counseling and doing, lobotomies and stuff like that. I don't put it past these people who are trying to mess with they're messing with the whole language. And obviously anything that's close to home pushes one's button. So this pushes my button because you basically, it's like that any book you picked up could be not written by the author, but tweaked by some powers, the powers that bank. So where this trend is going, I don't know, but it's sort of like, it seems to be going where the food is going. Where you're lucky if you can find food that hasn't been tampered with and, it's organic, and even the organic label isn't necessarily organic. It's non-GMO. It doesn't have things in it you can't pronounce, and you have no idea what they might do. So it's like lucky to find pure food. So that's where this seems to be heading with the language and the literature. It'd be hard to find pure writing that is just by the writer. It's just by the writer and not by, and the publishing house that's behind him or her or they or whomever or human being. Him is behind the human being and not something that is to help find something that's that's just what it is, which is the whole point of the stuff, is to express oneself. Whole point to express oneself, and to have this is also becomes into a freedom of speech, freedom of speaking. But and again, I'll mention the serious point that the various atrocities going on in the world. That the other way to look at this is that we become so concerned about anything that might upset how someone looks, how someone looks and the races and this and that, which has some merit. I mean, I'm not gonna get into a book that's promoting racism, but if there's a character who is racist, what are you gonna do then? There's a character who is racist, who as a reader I'm gonna learn about. So what if that character uses racist language? Is that not allowed? Then you're getting into to not depicting the world as it truly is. And whatever that Shakespeare line was about holding a mirror up to the world, this is distorting the mirror. So thanks for listening to another edition of the Not So Fun House of Wacky Mirrors and the Language Police. When you have to start, like I've been doing during this show, have to start like self-editing everything one says to make sure that you don't offend and say the right word and this and that. And it's just, you know, we're all going to be tripping over our tongues if this goes too far. So have a good one. Be well.